There's been no one more on top of the ongoing, developing, and concerning story of voter fraud involving North Carolina's 9th Congressional District than WFAE and news reporter Steve Harrison. An election last month that, while was very close, went to Republican Mark Harris over Democrat Dan McCready. Steve's not only reporting the story, of course, for WFAE, but has been sharing details nationwide. We heard him just recently with NPR. Hi, Steve, and welcome back to WNCW's More to the Story.
Thank you.
Remind us what brought forth these allegations that caused North Carolina's Board of Elections to not certify the results that had Harris winning by just over 900 votes.
The two counties in question are Bladen and Robeson County at the far eastern end of the 9th District. And the big concern, especially in Bladen County, is over absentee mail ballots. In Bladen, there was a Republican operative named McCray Dallas whose kind of specialty is get out the vote, and specifically with mail ballots. He has, in many interviews, his kind of workers, his employees and voters have said that they handed over their absentee ballots to Dallas's employees. And that's illegal in North Carolina. It's known as ballot harvesting. It's unclear whether there was any kind of tampering or whether the ballots were spoiled. But McCray Dallas ran an incredibly aggressive mail campaign, which is legal. That's okay to do. But harvesting the votes, collecting them, is not.
You, of course, actually spent some time in Bladen County recently just to talk to those involved and be more closely related to all of this, didn't you?
That's right, yes. And spoke to some voters who talked about how and this happens on both Democratic and Republican sides, how, you know, people come to their door and ask them, do you want to vote by mail? You encourage them to fill out a mail request form. And then, you know, the operatives come back, the ballot comes back. And one woman told me that people from Mark Harris's campaign kind of came to her repeatedly. Have you filled out your ballot? Have you filled out your ballot? Can we take it? It's obviously okay to come back and knock on their door and make sure someone's voted. I mean, that happens on both sides in all elections. And again, though, it comes back to this issue of handing the ballot over, because at that point, in theory, someone could throw your ballot away if they think that you voted in a way that they didn't want you to vote. They could double vote, you know, cancel out your vote. So that's really the key issue, is that chain of custody was broken.
McCready recently has posted a video on social media withdrawing now his concession to Harris. What else has McCready had to say?
He feels like that people's votes were silenced, which is his belief that people tried to vote absentee by mail and someone intercepted their vote and threw it away somehow. There has been only a couple people who've spoken that may have happened. But, you know, he feels like in both Bladen and Robeson County that he lost hundreds of votes by this method. It's not clear if that happened or not. And now he has pulled back his concession speech.
Steve, I know another thing that I'm beginning to hear now. It seems like that maybe there's even, you could call it, some anger building, that some state representatives have come forward now and they say that the voting troubles in that part of North Carolina have actually been known about in the past, but were not handled properly.
So, yeah, that's right. This hasn't been a secret in Bladen County that both Democratic and Republican groups have run these really aggressive mail operations. If you go back to the May primary between Mark Harris and Robert Pittenger, Harris had hired McCray Dallas to run his Get Out the Vote effort in Bladen County. A really high number of people voted by mail there, and Mark Harris won 96% of those votes. That doesn't necessarily mean anything was wrong. It does show kind of how aggressive McCray Dallas runs his operation. 2 years ago, there was a complaint made that Dallas actually himself made against the Democratic group, that they were running an absentee mail operation. So the State Board of Elections sent that to the U.S. Attorney's Office. The Bladen District Attorney had sent complaints to Wake County. Everyone kind of knew this was an issue, but it took until this race for it to really get everyone's attention.
With us right now on WNCW's More to the Story, our friends from WFAE Public Radio in Charlotte and reporter Steve Harrison, who's been all on top of the problems involving District 9 in North Carolina. Steve, as the days go by, we're not only hearing calls from officials inside North Carolina, but also from voices in the nation's capital now, even Nancy Pelosi weighing in, should there be another election in North Carolina.
Right. There's a question kind of from Washington, D.C., whether Mark Harris would be even seated by the new Congress, by the new House of Representatives, which will be controlled by Democrats. Yesterday, the director of the North Carolina, executive director of the North Carolina Republican Party, Dallas Woodhouse, he'd kind of changed. He shifted his tone just a little bit. He had said initially that, look, there aren't enough votes here to matter, so this race needs to be certified. Yesterday, he said if there's a substantial likelihood that the outcome could have changed, they're okay with a new election. And Woodhouse also said he did make a distinction between, he said that, you know, harvesting ballots, which seems to have occurred, is illegal and should be prosecuted. But he did not necessarily consider that fraud. He, you know, where fraud would be people change someone's votes or threw it away. So in his mind, harvesting is illegal, but not necessarily a reason to call a new election. Fraud would be.
Final question I'll ask you before. I know you've got to get back to so much more, Steve. What's upcoming? Plans before Christmas and into the new year on this issue?
So the State Board of Elections has said they will hold a public evidentiary hearing on this case on or before December 21st. Right now, it appears to still be on for December 21st. The State Board they have issued subpoenas, and they have investigators on the ground, and they are going to be trying to find voters who handed their absentee ballot to someone and then the ballot never showed up. That will be one thing they will be looking for. And then there's this huge question of if they do call a new election, what will it look like? Will it be across the entire 9th district? Would it just be in those two counties? A former board member said, in theory, you could just possibly rerun the absentee by mail election. You have the list of people who requested them. They get sent another ballot and send it back. So no one has any idea what a new election might look like.
Steve, I know you've been very busy. We can't thank you enough for staying on top of this and sharing some of those details with us this morning. Again, Steve Harrison of WFAE Charlotte. Thank you, sir.
Thanks for having me.
If you'd like to have the opportunity to hear this particular More to the Story broadcast again, or to go back and take a look at our archives, podcast of More to the Story available at wncw.org. I'm Paul.